Bree is reaching out. Hey, guys, need a little advice on how to handle this situation. Longtime friend who lives across the country recently called me up to ask me to be a bridesmaid. What I wasn't prepared for was the way she went into detail about why she was asking me. I learned I was a backup because she demoted one of her original bridesmaids and blamed it on her behavior.
Oh.
I agreed to do it, although I have to admit my feelings are a little hurt that I wasn't a first choice. Anyway, after we hung up, I realized her wedding is 9 months away. My husband and I are trying to start a family, so it's possible that I may not be able to make the trip for her wedding. Would it be better to let her know now and decline to be a bridesmaid, or should I wait and see if I actually get pregnant and go from there? I do treasure our friendship and would love to be a part of her wedding if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for any help you can give.
I think you look past the fact that you weren't a first pick. You know, yeah. I mean, she's coming to you now. I guess that could sting, you know, especially if you thought your friendship was, you know, greater than.
Like, oh, I'm B team? All right.
All right.
And I have to make the trip to the wedding?
Right.
Which is probably going to be a big expense.
Yeah. I mean, but you're not pregnant yet. And there's no guarantee that you'll get pregnant. I mean, I know for some couples, it's difficult. For others, it's not. You know, you could sneeze in a room and, you know, your wife gets pregnant.
Like your wife?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like.
Rachel said, present the situation. Let her know you understand if she prefers someone else to stand with her at the wedding. Let her decide. Not everyone can stand in a wedding and not everyone can be invited. Recognize the good in that you were asked regardless of the situation around it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, be transparent about what's going on, and then maybe let the bride say, oh, it's fine, you know, if it comes down to that, then we'll figure it out. Let the bride decide.
Do we go that far and say, hey, look, just to let you know, we're trying to, you know, have a family and have a baby, so I may be pregnant and not able to travel.
The timing might be really unfortunate.
I mean, do we say that, like, now, or do we wait until she's pregnant and say that?
Well, I feel like maybe because if she's concerned enough about how many bridesmaids she's going to have, I think you put it out there and just say, hey, just FYI, here's what's going on in my life. That might screw up your plans with timing if it comes down to the wire. Now, I got really lucky. My sister was 6 weeks post giving birth at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So actually trying to get her, and you know, she lived in Michigan at the time, trying to get her fitted for a dress with what her body was going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, because she was, you know, really pregnant when getting fitted for dresses and that kind of stuff. And then after birth, they said, okay, just kind of around that time postpartum, it's going to be almost like you're 5 months along. Like,
sure.
And that's kind of how we worked that out. But yeah, I mean, it can be a little tricky when it comes to dresses fitting if your body's changing like that.
All right. How have you adapted when you've been in this situation? Let us know. 502-795-1997. What's your thought? What's your story? That's what group therapy is all about. So here's the deal. We're in group therapy. Bree has or needs advice on a situation because it deals with something that really hasn't happened yet. One, she was invited to be a bridesmaid, but later found out that, well, no, you're not the first pick. You're actually second pick. And two, she's trying to have a baby, so it's possible she may not be able to actually even make the wedding. So a lot of kind of things swirling around in her head right now.
Yeah, she's like, do I give the bride a heads up and possibly bow out just because there is just a possibility at this point that the timing is going to be really awkward? Adam says, my best friend growing up got promoted to best man after my brother declined due to commitments in his life.
Mm-hmm.
I provided full disclosure to my friend. He appreciated it, did a phenomenal job. That said, you need to address any concerns that you have in your ability to do what's asked. My best man lived over 550 miles away, so I would have understood if he said he lived too far. I hope I've answered your question adequately.
Yeah, Adam, that's actually really good.
Yeah,
that's better than what Brad said. Brad texted in and said she shouldn't say anything. She should just show up to the wedding 9 months pregnant and have the baby to steal her thunder. Then wrap the baby in an American flag, hashtag America. Yeah. Brad, you're very good at these things, I can tell.
Brad, the love physician. That's what he calls him.
Sorry, Brad, yeah. The love physician.
Give the credentials. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, hey, I think a lot of people are saying the same thing, and so we don't need to continue going over this, but I will go back to, hey, be the good friend. You know, maybe, you know, originally I was like, maybe we don't even mention the fact that you're trying to get pregnant, because what if it happens? What if it doesn't happen? Or what if you do get pregnant and you're still able to travel? So it's a moot point anyways. So, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a heads up to her and just saying, hey, this is what's happening in my life. I want to be there to support you. FYI, you know.
No, but if it looks like, you know, I'm not going to. And hopefully if it's the wedding's 9 months away. So if she gets pregnant in like the next month, you know, or so, it could get really dicey.
Right. Right. That
would
be.
If it takes a couple of months, it should be okay.
Exactly.
But I think we most people are still saying, give the bride a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daenerys says you could be honest with her, let her know you're trying to have a baby. So in 9 months, you might not be able to make it if it happens quickly. Mm-hmm. Good luck with the baby journey.
Very good. All right. I think we've done what we can, right?
I think so. Yeah. I feel like this is a situation where if it does happen the next couple of months, mm-hmm. then the timing could be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just say, listen, I'll just keep you posted. We give her a heads up, give the bride a heads up, say, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
If it, you know, takes 4 or 5 months and then, you know, I think it's still going to work out.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Good luck with the pregnancy. Congratulations on being a bridesmaid in your friend's wedding. That's really cool, too.
It sounds like lots of good things are popping up in your life.
Yep, that is group therapy.